K-12 initiative works to empower families with quality school choices. WaltonK12.org.
88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition. And Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian. Good morning. We have you now. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
All right. Well, it's been, I don't know how to describe it on Wall Street just lately. After, you know, that great 2013, it's been a little bit flat. The first quarter, and it just seems sort of sluggish. What would you say?
I would agree. I would think definitely the numbers are telling us that it looked kind of flattish, but there's been a lot more volatility in the first quarter, and the second quarter began last week. Friday was interesting. The jobs report came out, which we'll discuss in greater detail shortly, and the market promptly hit another all-time high. So all good, right? Well,
good, yeah.
Not so much. The air has been rapidly leaving the so-called momentum stocks, particularly in the areas of biotechnology, social media, and internet. Names like Facebook, Tesla, Biogen, and others have really been hit hard here the past few weeks. Momentum stocks have run up really far and fast the past several months, so it may be normal for traders to look to take profits here. The key, Wayne, will be to watch the spillover effect of the overall marketplace. For example, utilities and traditional consumer staples hung in better on Friday, but they also were hit as well. One of the concerns right now is that margin debt, which is a fancy word for borrowed stock, remains also at record levels. This week, we'll be watching a few major things. One is a report on consumer sentiment, and one is on retail sales as well. Also, the earnings reporting season begins this week. A smattering of companies, including Samsung, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Alcoa, will be telling us how their last quarter did.
It seems like every time the monthly jobs report comes out, we describe it as a mixed message. Some good news, but some not so good.
No, I think you're right on the mark there. I like to look behind the numbers whenever I can. The headline number was, of course, 192,000 new jobs were created, and the unemployment rate stayed at 6.7. Okay. The analyst community had predicted about 200,000 jobs, so it was close. Digging deeper, the three-month rolling average stayed between 150 and 200,000, which is okay, but not great. More people are looking for work, which is a positive sign, but on the downside, wage growth dropped a tiny bit for March, i.e. workers are not getting raises again. Okay, now, it's becoming more and more important, apparent, that the monthly jobs report is a political hot potato. Wayne, if you look at silver linings or if you point out structural problems, you're tarred as either a left-wing or a right-wing extreme. I think that regardless of your political persuasion, you got to admit the job sector is getting better, but it does have a way to go. Most economists are focusing now on how to retrain the long-term unemployed people, whose numbers have swelled almost 4 million. High-tech employers report that they have job openings they can't fill because they can't find applicants with current skills. Bottom line, it's good news that we continue to see growth in the numbers of new jobs, but in order for recovery to be more broad-based, we need to see more wage growth for workers, and that will come from overall demand growth and not just from government minimum wage hikes.
Well, speaking of hot potatoes, there is none hotter in politics right now than the Affordable Care Act and how many people have signed up and all the various ramifications of it. But, you know, you would think something so controversial would cause investors to shy away. But in fact, how are investors viewing health care right now?
I think it's a really interesting question. I've been looking at this a lot lately, and the spotlight on the healthcare sector is that it is doing extremely well. You're right that the Affordable Care Act has been a lightning rod for lots of different viewpoints on the healthcare sector, but generally, analysts and companies are expecting more and more demand for healthcare products and services along the way, so they have been doing very well. The healthcare sector has outperformed the broader S&P 500 in 2012. 2013 and year to date. It has traditionally been seen as a safe haven along with dependable earnings and safer dividends, but its identity is changing as biotechnology becomes more and more of a factor. In fact, the share of biotech as part of the healthcare sector has doubled in the past 5 years. Not surprisingly, investors have been throwing money at healthcare ETFs and funds in record numbers the past 2 years. So the sector has something for traditional conservative investors as well as more as aggressive investors too. You may know, Wayne, that biotech stocks are often seen as very different from the big pharmaceutical companies because biotechs generally don't pay dividends but instead have much higher growth potential. Bottom line here is watch for more growth in the healthcare sector, but more volatility than traditional.
We have a little less than a minute, but why don't we just piggyback on that and use it as a metaphor for financial health? How does the average person view his own financial health these days?
Well, that's a really good question. I think the answer is not always that great. I saw a survey this weekend that said about less than half of Americans, 44% to be precise, felt less than half of the people felt good about their long-term financial health. Also, about 60% of people said they had no budget or plan for the future. Now, listen, Wayne, financial health does not mean fancy cars, high stock prices, or jewelry. Basically, what we think people need to focus on are their overall debt load, their mortgages, their cars, their student loans, also what's coming in versus what's going out. We think that lots of people need to get a financial checkup here soon to make sure that they can continue to beat away the effects of the financial recession of the past 6 years. It's very clear to us that 6 years on, many Americans are still licking their wounds, and the growing disparity between people who have poor financial health and people who have good financial health is growing wider and wider by the month.
Thanks, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm David Green, and our colleague Renee Montaigne is in Afghanistan, a country